Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the program, and you can take control of the airwaves, as always, at 800-259-9231. That would be the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online as well at freetalklive.com. All the features there, totally free, so enjoy those on us. That again, freetalklive.com, and this is the show about your calls, so we'll roll right into them. Let's talk to Matt in Illinois on the Amplifier line. Hey, Matt.
Good evening, gentlemen. How are you?
Great. What's on your mind?
A couple weeks ago, you guys had a guy on the show named Sergeant Ryan.
Mm-hmm. Okay. He was a caller. Mm-hmm.
Yes. And he intimated that we, as good Americans, should not question our government and should support them regardless of whether they're making bad decisions or good decisions.
He did say, essentially, we should support the government whether it has makes bad decisions or good decisions.
Yeah, it was the most mind-boggling position that I think, one of the most mind-boggling positions I've heard a caller ever take on this show. And I had to ask for clarification to make sure that he meant what he said, that I, you know, as a, to make sure I understood him right. That, could you be serious? And really? You really want to support the government when it screws up? Which, of course, is all the time. But, yes, that's what he I was absolutely in favor of that concept.
And he seemed, like I said, he seemed to be in favor of it, or like you said, he seemed to be in favor of it. And it got me to wondering. I got a little scared because this is a man who carries around quite a bit of armament, I imagine. And I was wondering how far he would go with that. And if ordered to, and if somebody made the decision for him to do this, would he fire upon peaceful protesters in this country?
It's an excellent question. Obviously, Sergeant Ryan is not here. Maybe he's listening. If so, he's certainly invited to call in and answer that at 800-259-9231. But
we do. We have had cases where during the Katrina floods in New Orleans, when they were collecting all the weapons from people, that they had some National Guard guys there that were armed because, you know, there was bad guys running around with guns as well as good people that had guns,
right,
who were protecting their homes. And the National Guardsmen are like, well, I couldn't imagine the day that I'd be firing on American citizens, but it looks like it's here.
Yeah, they were.
He was ready to shoot people.
They were pretty much accepting their lot, and that was that they'd been ordered to shoot if necessary.
And they were collecting guns from law-abiding citizens, because it's not easy to get the guns from the outlaws. They're running around and hiding and all that other stuff. It's
right.
The good people that are sitting in their homes with their guns, protecting their homes, that they were taking the weapons from.
Well, you know, just think about it. I mean, it wouldn't be too difficult to get these soldiers to participate in something like that. They're used to following orders. They're that's their job. They follow the orders they're given, and there's little to no actual penalty for messing up. You know, if they shoot the wrong person, or if they shoot the right person, they're following their so-called lawful orders. Whether you and I would agree that it's lawful or not is a whole other story, but they think that it is. And we know that from the cases of all the police officers that have shot and killed or tased and killed a variety of citizens, that there's usually very rarely punishment in those cases. I think that the likelihood of punishment to arise in a military case of similar circumstances is very very unlikely that anybody would see any punishment for that. So I think the answer would be yes, but again, I can't speak for the man. He's not here. But what do you think?
Well, yeah, I would point to Kent State back in the 60s when that happened. But I was wondering about him being ordered to fire upon peaceful protesters who are obviously being peaceful, much like they were at Kent State. And I just wanted to know what his answer would be, because to me that's very, very scary.
Fair enough.
Very scary stuff.
Matt, thank you for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Would U.S. troops fire on nonviolent protesters in America? Some would, some wouldn't, right?
I think that's pretty accurate.
Some would probably have no compunctions about it.
I would hope their commanders would know enough to stop, you know, the execution of an order like that. But when you line guys up with guns and then, you know, protesters do what protesters do, say perhaps throw a bottle or something like that, that couldn't be good.
Well, you know, let's look at what the police have done. Because in the situation that Matt's describing, the military would have to be utilized as a police force. And currently in America, that's not the way it's supposed to be. There was this old 1800s law called Posse Comitatus,
right,
that was passed late 1800s that basically forbade the U.S. military from being used for policing purposes.
Right.
The purpose of the military was to be used for either defensive purposes or military related purposes, not police, not
right.
arrests, not
our militaries to conquer other militaries and other countries, that kind of thing. Our police are to conquer us.
So, let's look at what the police do, and then you can find story after story where, okay, the police aren't using bullets, or bullets with lead in them, but they are using rubber bullets. They are using gas canisters. They're more than happy to lob. I mean, we had a story a couple weeks ago about the police, I think it was in Maryland, that lobbed 85 gas canisters into a man's house because he was in there allegedly being suicidal and didn't want to come out and talk to the police. So they lobbed in gas canisters. He ended up coming outside and they shot him with a sniper rifle. And I guess that was a real bullet. And he wasn't threatening anybody. Then there's story after story of the police.
Well, he was threatening because he came out. They had driven in a tank at that point to take care of a suicidal guy.
It was totally nuts what the cops
were doing.
And
he came outside with a long gun, was what the article described. So they shot him. But it doesn't change the fact that this guy was suicidal, but hadn't threatened suicide. He just said, I can't take it anymore, kind of thing.
Right.
And his girlfriend called the police, and the police, lined up 80 deep outside of his house. Come on, put your hands up.
Yeah.
Doing that kind of thing. And, it escalated the situation.
The police escalated it, because nothing would have happened if they hadn't
shown
up. Well,
it's hard to say what would have happened.
Well, he might have killed himself, but,
And he ended up dead.
But
they made sure of it.
But what about protests? What about the L.A. protests from last month, where the cops came into a park with, I think, 60 or 70 cops in riot gear, making themselves look anonymous, no name tags, the big scary stormtrooper helmets on, and just storming into a park with rubber bullet firing weaponry, just letting loose against the news media, letting loose against random family members that happened to come out for a protest.
Anybody who was there.
It was completely nonviolent. The cops, of course, end up claiming that, someone threw a bottle at us, and so therefore we need to shoot everyone in sight if they don't move when we order them to move. And so they're shooting people with rubber bullets.
They got plenty of people in the back that were clearly moving.
Right. People getting welts, huge welts on the back from these very, very large rubber bullets that were hitting them. Then there was a story out of Miami from a couple of years ago. A businesswoman was in Miami just to do her regular business. She was a lawyer, in fact. And she noticed that there was a protest going on nearby, and she decided that she would get involved because she had seen some things by the cops that she didn't necessarily like, and so she was taking the protesters' side on this. And again, nonviolent protest. She was, the police started to advance on this particular crowd of protesters, once again, firing their rubber bullets into the crowd. And this woman, dressed as a businesswoman in a red business suit, I think you've seen the video, mm-hmm. Mark, she was just standing there holding a sign.
Well, she was a lawyer.
She was a lawyer,
yeah.
Right. She hadn't even planned on going to the protest. She just happened to get involved. And she was just standing there holding a sign as the police just barraged her with rubber bullets. And she was crouched down at one point, just mm-hmm. crouched down, sort of holding the sign up in front of her to block the bullets from coming at her, because these things hurt, man.
Yeah.
And as she was sort of holding the sign on the ground, one of the bullets went right through the top of the sign and hit her in the forehead.
Mm-hmm.
And that would have been bad enough, and it was. It was awful, awful video footage to see. It was very uncomfortable to watch. It would have been bad enough, and that been it. But then video comes out later of the cops, after the fact,
having a little meeting.
And the
chief cop guy that's, what do they call that?
Sergeant or whatever.
Talking to them about it afterwards. Good job shooting that lady in the head.
They laughed about it.
Yeah.
They were chuckling and then laughing and making fun of her. And that was their attitude about this. It wasn't just guys doing a job. It was guys kind of getting off on it. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you will be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during a U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar power generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Caliban Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Caliban Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Caliban Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calbin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday show. You take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features completely free. And that does include updates. You just get signed up and we'll clue you in whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. You'll know first if you're on the updates list at updates.freetalklive.com. That is updates.freetalklive.com. Sakel.com. And Sakel CAI has a full overhead approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. Sakel knows the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful, they record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy, so your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at freetalklive.com or call 800-544-6359. That's 1-800-544-6359 for Sakel CAI. As we go to the phones and to the fun, let's talk to Joe in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Joe.
What's going on, guys?
What's happening?
Not much. Just listening to you talking about the police state and our, you know, our policemen maybe or our army turning against us. I recall a dissenting speech from Cynthia McKinney, Representative Cynthia McKinney, former congressman, congresswoman. She had a very, very long diatribe about the usurpation of our laws, and that was a really good one. I recommend anyone just go Google that. It's Cynthia McKinney about the Defense Authorization Act 2007.
Mm. You know, I hadn't gotten to that yet, and I wanted to touch on that because the original question from Matt in Illinois was, well, what would military members do if they were involved in some sort of policing operation here in America and they were ordered to fire upon, say, a group of nonviolent protesters?
And I think your answer is accurate. I think your answer is accurate, where some would, some wouldn't. It just depends how educated they are, I think, into freedom and everything like that.
But you know, a lot of the military members, this is what worries me, is we recruit these guys out of high school. And, you know, generally the people that are going to be out there are going to be privates and corporals, not very old people at all. They're going to be under 20, and they're just trained to follow orders. They're not trained to think about it in a constitutional fashion. They're not trained to think about it at all.
They're supposed to uphold the Constitution, but they don't learn about the Constitution. So, it's a tricky situation. Joe, any final thoughts?
The last point I wanted to just bring up, if you don't mind, it's about Ron Paul mentioning something of the same thing in his latest speech, or one of the latest speeches he said in the House on the 22nd, in regards to in the name of patriotism. And it's a very, very, it's a five-page, I think, or six-page document. But there's a very nice section in there where he happens to mention the Defense Authorization Act that you're about to. It's really, really interesting.
Very good. Thank you for the clue. And, Joe, thanks for the call. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Right, I wanted to get to the point about the Defense Authorization Act because, again, Matt's hypothetical question from earlier about, well, do you think that military members would fire on the American people if given the order to do so by their superiors? Some would, some wouldn't. It's certainly a fair enough answer. But will they be given that opportunity is the ultimate question, right? I mean, because it's just theoretical up until the point where they're actually utilized in a situation where that could become a reality. And right now it doesn't feel like that could become a reality. However, we're not very far away from that. In fact, we're just basically the order of the president away from it. There's no more posse comitatus to prevent it from happening. I think posse comitatus still exists. I don't think it's been officially repealed, but it's been essentially overturned by the Defense Authorization Act of 2007. It was a law that was passed last year that, in tandem with the Military Commissions Act, sort of really gives the federal government a whole lot more, especially the executive branch, a whole lot more power. In this particular case, it authorizes the president to utilize the military for at-home policing purposes. So, really, we are just, again, his executive order away from having the U.S. military being utilized as a policing force. Now, I know to some of the law and order types out there, that sounds good.
We need more police on the streets, and we can't hire them normally, so we need to get them from the military, and that's a good idea.
So I'm sure there are people out there that, you know, they get all excited about that.
It's about time we use these troops for what they're supposed to be, and that's keeping us safe.
I think that
attitude.
You know, Benjamin Franklin said about safety that, you know, anyone who would trade a little bit of trade their liberty for a little bit of safety deserves neither liberty nor safety.
And will get neither, I believe, is the additional portion.
Well, if it's not the additional portion, it certainly is true.
Yeah.
You know, governments have a tendency to grow, to get more invasive. You know, and one way they grow and get more invasive is additional taxes. They hire more bureaucrats, they need more money, they tax the people more. And the other way they grow and get invasive is they become more totalitarian. They accept fewer and fewer people stepping out of the lines, people drawing outside of the lines. And that's what America's about. America's about having the freedom to do what you want.
We've already been put into so-called free speech zones. You try to get near the president when he goes and appears somewhere. Sorry, if you're a protester, you need to be in this particular little cordoned off area and a half towns, a mile away from the actual location.
And most towns want you to get a permit to protest.
Right.
You know, and the First Amendment doesn't sound anything like that. It says Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or the prohibition of the free speech or of free exercise thereof. Prohibiting the free exercise thereof, the abridging the freedom of speech or the press, the right of the people to peaceably assemble.
Oh, they haven't abridged
it. Government for redress of grievances.
Oh, they haven't abridged it, Mark. They've just moved it over into a special zone. That's what they've done.
Probably Congress hasn't made the law. It's just the rules that the Secret Service have put in place.
So it's kind of spooky to me that we're right here on the cusp of what is essentially like a military police state in America. And I'm sure there are plenty of people out there listening saying, oh, you wacky libertarians, you guys are so crazy. None of this stuff's ever going to happen. I'm just going to plug my ears and I'm just going to pretend like nothing's going on.
Well, those people are the respectables. And I understand. They're in their lives, they don't come across the police or some law enforcement officer very often, and when they do what they're told to get through it. But
what would it take to get to get a respectable out at a protest?
I mean, think about the TSA. Isn't that just the same as somebody standing at the airport going, papers, papers, please, show me your papers? I mean, does the guy have to have a German accent in order for it to be a police state?
Right. That's a great question. 1-800-259-9231. Maybe I want to hear from you about how you feel about this, the direction this country is going, because it's irrefutable that it is going down a road towards a, kind of a scary totalitarian police state. Can you refute that? 1-800-259-9231. In the meantime, we'll take your calls about whatever you want. Ladies first, it's Paula in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. Paula, what's up?
Hi, hon. I just want to call and let you know that I've already asked the representative to get rid of this Military Commission Act.
Yeah.
And I've asked him also for no immigration bill, period. I told him to tell GW, stuff it. And anyway, my cousin Jim.
You know, I actually heard George W. Bush say the first thing that I completely agreed with the other day. They played a clip from him on the news. It was in regards to immigration, and he, to paraphrase what he said, he was talking about the idea of throwing 10 million or 20 million people out of the country, and he said it's just impossible. It was the first honest thing, he's absolutely right. It absolutely is an impossible task.
Yeah.
But good, Paula. I mean, keep up the good work. Call your representatives.
Well, anyway,
and see
I talked to him last night, okay, about the meeting that Ron Paul and him had in Kansas City, and he said it went real good.
Excellent. Congratulations. I don't even know what meeting you're talking about. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. You take control. This is Free Talk Live. Calling your reps, is it worth anything?
Are you lacking energy on a daily basis? Do you feel tired all the time? Then it's time for you to try ACT, the healthy energy drink. ACT helps your body with a natural blend of fruit extracts, herbs, and vitamins to deliver healthy cellular energy. ACT contains no caffeine, 4 grams of sugar, and only 22 calories per serving. ACT works within minutes, lasts for hours. ACT is the healthy, feel-good energy drink. Enjoy big savings by ordering ACT wholesale from your own free website. Share your website with friends. Go to drinkact.com/BuyDirect. Join the ACT Buy Direct consumer movement for free and wholesale order your ACT energy drinks as often as you like. Go to drinkact.com/BuyDirect. Click on Join Now and become a free dealer wholesale member. That's drinkact.com/BuyDirect and click on Join Now and experience ACT, the healthy, feel-good energy drink today.
Do you think you have what it takes to become a millionaire? Well, Donald Trump wants to show you how.
I think we've come up with something that is going to be spectacular.
Donald Trump is now offering to the public his Wealth Builder's Blueprint System, a proven system that reveals his secrets to generating incredible wealth. And because he believes so much in the power of this blueprint, Donald Trump wants to send you his powerful tape at absolutely no charge to help you get started today. Call 1-800-920-9827. This blueprint Blueprint is only for people who want to succeed in life, who want to become real estate gurus, who want to become millionaires and have fun doing it.
You're going to learn how to be successful. You're going to learn how to make money. And once you enjoy it, you're going to be successful.
This is your chance. Do you have what it takes? Call now for Donald Trump's powerful tape. There's absolutely no charge. Call 1-800-920-9827. 1-800-920-9827. 1-800-920-9827.
Looking for a new cooling system? Enjoy comfort this summer season with the new Carrier or Kenmore system from a name you can trust. With unbeatable pricing, year-round maintenance and repair, plus our satisfaction guarantee, it's time you call Sears at 1-800-241-0746 for a free in-home consultation. Ask about our special financing terms. A new, more efficient system can keep your family comfortable year-round and may help you save money on high energy costs. You can count on Sears for the quality materials and installation you have come to expect for over 100 years. Call now for your free in-home consultation. Offer ends 9/30/07, subject to applicant creditworthiness. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. Licensing information available upon request. Energy efficiency may vary depending on your home and climate. Call now for your new cooling system from Sears and ask about our special financing terms. Call 1-800-241-0746. That's 1-800-241-0746.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Talk Live. It is a live Saturday edition. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online, freetalklive.com. All the features for free. The wiki's there. Over 1,350 pages created by listeners just like you. It is essentially the listener-editable version of our website. See what I mean? Head over to wiki.freetalklive.com, wiki.freetalklive.com. And the Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festivals, better known as Pork Fest, happening June 18th through the 24th. That is in a matter of days. At Pork Fest, you'll be able to tour New Hampshire on special Free State Project bus tours or on your own, socialize with hundreds of fellow activists and lovers of liberty, and discover new freedoms, new communities, and new beginnings. Register today at porkfest.com. That's P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. We're going to be there. In fact, a week from now, we're going to be broadcasting live from Pork Fest. So that's kind of exciting. Let's go to the phones and talk to John in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, John.
Hey, guys.
What's up?
You just answered my question. I wanted to ask you what you folks are doing, whether you were going to do the show from the Porcupine Freedom Festival in Gunstock.
Yes.
I understand you got some new listeners down there in Massachusetts. I escaped Massachusetts. There's people that call us massholes. All of you listeners down there, come on up and visit us and prove that you're not massholes. You're freedom lovers. You all have your freedom issues, and we can cooperate on all our freedom issues, and we can get stuff done here in New Hampshire.
Yep.
Because we're holding the line here.
That's right.
Trump's going crazy. I was going to ask Ian here, you know, what their intention was. I know that you guys, Ian and Mark, are going to the Pork Fest. I hope to see Julia as well.
Oh, she'll be there for sure. She's gotten the day
all
off.
All the folks from out in Keene, all the folks from Manchester and Concord and all around the state.
All around the country.
And
people are going to be here from
the country and the world.
Yep.
There's people coming from every direction. And this thing's going to last all week long. traditionally, the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, which is an independent group, not affiliated with the Free State Project, but closely associated, they have their banquet or dinner or whatever you call it. Usually they do that during the week. They're doing it on Sunday night.
Oh, wow.
Hey, activists, guess what? You don't have to be political. I got my first gig as a photographer. I was asked to go there. And, Ian, guess what? I think that you're the man that asked me maybe 3 years ago to use some of my winter scenes on your front page.
Oh, yeah, those were your pictures. Yeah, those are great pictures.
It's a hobby that I took up when I came to New Hampshire. And it's a hobby, and it's promoting New Hampshire and the beauty and the love of this land. It is so fantastic. People have to come here and see it.
You know, I mentioned the bus tours, and I shouldn't have because they're sold out at this point. So if you want to tour the state, you're going to have to do it on your own.
Heck, you can go just take a nice little ride around.
Yep.
You know, hang around
with the bus.
Hang around Gunstock. That'll be so fine. And that's in the Lakes region.
You know, I wish,
which is really nice because it borders. And, folks, if you ever look at a map when you come over on the Kangamangas Highway, which is not very far from there, to me, that's what's heaven on earth. Before I ever moved to New Hampshire, Kangamangas Highway, absolutely fantastic.
That's where all the leaf peepers go.
There's all this stuff.
Neat. Very cool, John. We're looking forward to seeing you this weekend, and thank you for the call. 1-800-259-9231. You know, I wish that we could spend the whole week up there. I really do. It's just that there's just so much going on with the show and business, and you've got to do sales, and I've got to get more stations on board. Mm-hmm. We just don't have time. We don't have the leisure to take an entire week off. But, man, if you do, there's a lot going on. There are things happening during the week, more sort of event-style activities like there's some sort of competitive shooting competition. There's going to be inevitably the mountain hike of some sort. There's a variety of different things, and the whole list is there at porkfest.com. But if you can't make it during the week, the real action starts on Saturday. That's when there are a lot of sort of panel discussions, presentations, that sort of thing. And I dig that sort of activity, so I'm definitely going to be there for that. And we'll be there bright and early on Saturday, hopefully. Maybe no later than noon.
it's a bit of a drive.
Yeah, exactly. So, looking forward to seeing you there. And let's go to Tom in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Tom.
Yeah, I was just thinking what could be an entertaining thing at Porcupine Fest, and that is if you can find a TV station, if you can get your hands on the archive that they've got from a news conference that I held in the Legislative Office Building in Concord, on 3 January of 2001, when, started out like a news conference where I was explaining some of these postings that people were talking about on the Internet, and it started rather to look more like the Jerry Springer program after a little bit. I was answering the stupid questions from the reporters and, fielding these questions, like, do you think your views are in line with the views of your constituents? Like all of my constituents are going to have the same view. State representatives posing questions and asking why I don't apologize asking stupid questions like how can it be unconstitutional when the United States Supreme Court has upheld it?
What are you referring to, Tom?
A news conference when I was...
No, when you say the unconstitutional it, what is the it that you're referring to?
The drug control statute. I don't recall exactly which unconstitutional thing that I was referring to. But, I was on the spot all by myself up there at the podium trying to explain all this stuff to people who refused to change their totally wrong opinions and who were getting furious with me that I would not worship flags, badges, benches, and law books with them. Another thing I wanted to point out, though, I mean, if you can get the footage of that and play it at Porkfest, I'm sure it would entertain quite a lot of people. That would be as good
should,
for laughing.
If it's your footage, you should do that on your own, Tom. I doubt anyone else is going to bother with that.
But the other thing I want to point out is a year ago today, I took a spin up to Concord and filed as a Republican candidate for state senator.
Mm-hmm.
And the Republican Party big shots hit the ceiling. Oh, no, he's the only one who's running. He's the only one on the ballot. We've got to recruit somebody to run against him quick. Mm. Who are we going to get? How much time have we got? too late because I filed just before the deadline. And they recruited a school board member, Dennis Hogan, to run against me for state senator.
Okay.
And I got clobbered in the primary, mind you, more than 6-1 with write-in votes. But it was lots of fun. And, you know, if anybody wants to run for state representative, though, I'd have to tell you.
Run for state representative losing his fun, says Tom.
Mark's going to do that, as a matter of fact.
I am.
What was your advice for that?
Okay, well, one misstep I did in 1990, I should have told the Democratic Party coordinator in Nashua that I was going to be running. And, see, if they're recruiting candidates and then they get a call that, hi, I'm going to be running, then they say, oh, goody, I filled the slate. The state party is going to be so proud of me because they filled the slate. Mm-hmm. Without that call, they keep calling and recruiting, or the incumbents are asked to stay on for another term.
I see. So you call the recruiter, and then they stop recruiting for that particular district.
Yeah, because otherwise they keep recruiting until they fill the slate plus you, and that would be terrible because that means the voters would have a choice about whether to make you their nominee, and we must not let that happen.
Excellent suggestion, Tom. Thank you for the call. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. So did you get that, Mark? So when you're running for a state representative here, you call the – I presume you're going to run as a Republican. You'll call the Republican little recruiter person and let them know, yep, don't worry, position's been filled. You don't have to find anybody else to run in the primary.
Well, I don't think that it's going to be a big deal running as a representative in Westmoreland where there's 1,700 people.
Very good. Hey, so we were talking earlier about, and I guess everybody's really excited about the Pork Fest. Two calls in a row about Pork Fest. Pretty cool. So we're going to be there. Looking forward to seeing you there as well, porkfest.com. But back to the police state situation, as we continue to get story after story about how the police are just out of control. There's a story out of Milwaukee now about cruising. Now, Mark, did you ever cruise as a young person?
Drive around and talk to girls and stuff?
I guess that's what it is, right? And maybe play your music a little loud, something like that?
Yes, I did. It wasn't a big practice in my town, but I'd gone to other towns where it was.
Is that a crime? Is it a problem?
It's annoying.
Why is it annoying?
Because kids, you know, the road gets blocked with kids all night long.
Well, apparently there's been a cruising crackdown in Milwaukee, and we'll tell you about it. There's been hundreds of people that have gotten in trouble. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Have you ever wondered why libertarianism hasn't gotten the mainstream attention it deserves? Are you looking for a fresh new perspective on current events and policy issues devoid of all the Washington claptrap and partisan BS? Well, you'll love the Prometheus Institute at readpi.com. They've successfully created an engaging, publicly accessible think tank filled with intelligent, well-researched, and creative political arguments. Readpi.com features a frequently updated blog, opinion articles, posters, RSS feeds, and a variety of other publications. Visit readpi.com today.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes, but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Not making the money you were expecting, signing into the hottest new MLM business? It's not that that business is not performing, it's simply that you don't have the proper tools to succeed. Take it from me, Craig Walcott, producer of Exercise is Suicide. Being in the MLM business since 1989, I've learned what it takes to be successful in any business venture, and I'm here to share those amazing tools with you. Get a subscription to MLMIncorporated.com. You'll be provided with a 3-hour Industrial Revolution of Marketing seminar where you'll learn the secret recruiting techniques of the networking elite. Why recruit one or two a month when you can recruit 5 or 10 per day, all from the comfort of your home? Learn to explode your business using our lead generating system or create your own. Radio, TV, internet, mail order, we teach it all. As an added bonus, MLM Incorporated will conduct all company introductory calls on your behalf. Plus so much more, start making the money you expected and the money you deserved right now. Visit MLMIncorporated.com and learn how GCN listeners like you have started making more money faster than they ever thought possible. That's MLMIncorporated.com. Do it now.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online, freetalklive.com. All the features for free. But we do ask you to voluntarily support the show, maybe by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier, as have done hundreds of our listeners. You just go to amp.freetalklive.com. You'll learn more about the program. And if you've ever been to any of those other talk show host websites, you know they charge you for accessing their sites. Yeah, you can get a little for free, but they really want to get $6, $7 out of you per month in order to get their archives or whatever other special features they have. We do it all for free. And then we ask that if you like the show, then pony up a few bucks. And it's a simple concept, and really, it's more interesting than the rest of those shows, because when you give money to those other shows, it just goes into their general fund, and they pay out all their people with that. We don't get paid from this. This goes right back into the show. It gets reinvested. The purpose is to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live, to get Free Talk Live on as many radio stations as we possibly can get it on, and get more internet listeners on board, too. So if you go to amp.freetalklive.com, you'll learn more about the program, you'll learn about the perks you get, like access to the amp-only call-in lines, the amp-only forum and chat room, and more. And you'll learn how we're spending the money, like buying half-page ads in Talkers Magazine, going to industry conventions, and a variety of other things. All the details are there at amp.freetalklive.com. Now, I don't think I've ever done this as a teenager. Cruising is what it's called. And apparently, it's the cool thing, or at least some sort of a cool thing for some kids to do. According to Wikipedia, it is a social activity among youths in many North American towns that primarily consists of driving a car around looking for friends. For teenagers, cruising is often an expression of the newfound freedom that a driver's license bestows. What distinguishes cruising from regular driving is that the object is not to go anywhere in particular, but simply to be seen by one's peers. Usually there is a popular route called a strip, along which most cruisers will drive. As such, cruise nights can end up with cars full of young people driving slowly, bumper to bumper, through town. So, you had said that this is a bit of an inconvenience, and I could see that if people are indeed bumper to bumper backing up traffic, then there's a traffic violation there. That is, you know, holding up the flow of traffic, right? There's some sort of a law that says that you must go a certain minimum speed on the road, and so that's sensible. You know, people got to get from point A to point B. They can't have a bunch of kids in their way just sitting in the middle of the road. But I really wonder, when it comes to cruising, if that's always what happens. I mean, is it possible to cruise without being bumper to bumper in traffic and this sort of thing?
Well, you would be going slowly because the idea is to see and see people and be seen mm-hmm. by people to you know, shout at girls out the window and you know, park your car, get your car seen. It's generally a good way for guys that do things to their cars to get them seen. That kind of thing. So,
how slow, though, are we talking about? Like 5 miles an hour?
Like that. I mean, not in every case, but yeah. And then there'll be instances where somebody decides to light up their tires and, you know, show off and that kind of thing. It's cruising, it's a bad thing.
Well, I figure as long as there's a lane open and the traffic isn't too heavy, then I don't see what the issue is. I mean, if it's the middle of rush hour and you've got traffic backed up, then it's clearly an impediment to traffic. It's clearly something that's putting people in some sort of harm's way or danger. And in that case, I think it should be handled. But it seems like in the case of the Milwaukee Police Department, I think they went a little far.
Okay, well, let's see what you think about this.
Dozens of people went home without their cars over the weekend.
Why?
As Milwaukee police cracked down on cruising. The warm weather brought people out in droves. Milwaukee police said cruising is out of control and puts other drivers in danger. Information provided by the Milwaukee Police Department offered the following numbers. 33 vehicles were towed. 4 guns were recovered. 96 state charges. 194 city charges were issued. 86 persons were arrested. 658 traffic citations were issued. 71 municipal warrants served. 61 state warrants served. 132 people engaging in cruising activity who were wanted by the police. And 34 loud music citations. A city ordinance allows police to seize the radio from a vehicle following 2 convictions for loud music. Police Chief Nan Hegarty and other city leaders gathered Monday at the corner of some street to address the issue. They hope to send a message to cruisers that they will pay the price. Quote, "We will use every legal means that we have to stop these activities from occurring," Hegarty said. Officers said they hope the crackdown on cruising will help cut down on other crimes in the city.
Well, I don't think they should be taking anyone's car away for cruising. If it's a moving violation, a ticket should handle that.
Mm-hmm.
And a person will get points on their license. They'll have to deal with their insurance company. You know, there's all kinds of problems with cruising. I think there should be a warning for cruising before you hand out a ticket.
Right.
If somebody's cruised more than once in the past 6 months, then a ticket should be handed out.
This was a nice little fundraising expedition for the cops. 658 traffic citations.
It's a lot.
This was over a weekend.
It's Milwaukee, right?
Yeah.
There's a lot of kids in Milwaukee.
I understand that, but that's like every single kid driving in Milwaukee, apparently. That's a lot of people. I just feel like, you know, kids, they want to go and they want to get in their cars and they want to drive around. They want to be seen. So what? As long as they aren't actually impeding the flow of traffic, and I find it hard to believe that those 658 people were impeding the flow of traffic over that particular weekend. Maybe I just don't know enough about cruising.
I would say that you don't know what cruising's like. Just imagine the downtown street in whatever town you're in,
mm-hmm.
jammed full of cars, that to the point that you can't move. You can't get around. You can't go anywhere more than 5 miles an hour if you're lucky. And those cars are full of kids who are standing around or talking or mm-hmm. hanging out their windows and, you know, generally yucking it up with each other, which is fine. I think they should be able to do such a thing. But can't we park the car and go to the park?
Does it tend to happen at night more
yes.
often than cruising?
In the evenings.
All right.
Probably clears up around midnight, 1 o'clock.
And do they actually coordinate the cruising to where they all call one another and say, let's go out cruising so we can jam the streets up?
No, it happens every night. It happens every night of the, you know, it happens every Friday and Saturday night.
Does it only happen in big cities? Because, I mean, I've driven around on Fridays and Saturday nights before.
Some towns it doesn't happen in. It's just a phenomenon.
I see. Huh. Well, if you know about cruising, I'd love to hear a little bit more about it at 800-259-9231. Is it as dangerous as the police are suggesting? I mean, they're not going 100 miles an hour, right? At least they're not speeding around. It doesn't seem to be as dangerous if they're going slow.
When you have a bunch of teenagers around, dangerous things can happen.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, some kids.
Well, if you don't want teenagers around, then don't give them driver's licenses, if that's what the issue is. But as long as teens are going to be free to drive around, shouldn't they be free to drive slowly as long as they aren't impeding the flow of traffic? I don't see what the issue is. And we'd love to hear from you at 800-259-9231. And you know what the real side effect of this is it just 658 traffic citations. There's going to be a lot of people that are pretty angry at the police for this, right? A lot of teenagers are going to be very, very upset at the fact that they were pulled over and harassed by the cops. And this sort of activity on the part of the police does not go towards engendering some level of respect for the police. It doesn't go towards helping kids understand that the police could actually be a good thing in some instances. Kids hate the cops. They hate the cops.
Some do.
Right. They hate the cops because cops are arresting their friends on the weekends for apparently cruising. 86 people arrested in Milwaukee over this particular weekend. Almost 700 traffic citations issued. They're harassing their friends for cruising, which is apparently a completely nonviolent activity. There's not actually anyone being physically harmed here. And then they're arresting their friends at high school and college parties for underage drinking so-called violations. And then they're arresting their friends for marijuana possession. And really, it really just seems like the cops are out to get them. And I don't blame kids for hating the police in these instances.
Well, it would seem to me that if a town wants to solve a cruising problem, that there's likely to be a parking lot somewhere where a business owner won't mind kids cruising in his parking lot, whether it's the mall, whether it's a parking lot somewhere, I don't know, some vacant, large vacant parking lot somewhere, and the police can say, hey, look, no cruising here. If you want to hang out with your cars, you've got to go to the mall and hang out, or whatever. Mm. I don't know, but it would seem like you could solve this problem, which kids want to show off their cars, they want to talk to other kids, which makes perfectly good sense.
Let's go to the phones to Larry, I believe in Indianapolis. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hello.
Larry. Hey, what's on your mind?
I'm listening to you talk about cruising. You know, there's a lot of different kind of cruising. You go cruise the Orlane. You go cruise kids when they were in high school. You know, after a football game, if you win, you cruise the restaurants and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that law enforcement is getting more and more desperate to stigmatize and catalog and criminalize every child that they can at an early age so that the system can start pumping him.
Yep.
Like you said, they took the cars from these kids. They'll probably have to go through a lot of stuff to get those back if they do, because they're going to say that they're engaged in criminal activity.
Right, and how are they going to be feeling about the cops after having been ticketed for doing nothing more than hanging out on the street?
Well, they're going to be hating them, but the thing about it is, earlier you were talking about the president already has an executive order to put these troops to work when they come back from the war in our city here of Indianapolis. Our policemen have been working without a contract for the last 12 years.
Larry, thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. Hour 2's on the way. You can bring up whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you believe in liberty? Are you an activist or organization that wants to spread the message of freedom to others? Now introducing the Liberty Card. It's the perfect resource for anyone new to the message of liberty. It features a full-spectrum political quiz and over a dozen pro-liberty websites, including Free Talk Live, Downsize DC, and others. Every defender of freedom must have this card. Free Talk Live listeners receive free shipping. For more information, visit libertycard.org.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Are you...